NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The head of the central bank said real GDP rose by over 6% in the first part of this year and is expected to continue to rise. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says monetary policy will support the economy until recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic is complete. Powell said household spending grew in that same time period but slowed down in July and August, especially in areas hit by the pandemic, like travel and restaurants. The search is back on in Southwest Florida for Brian Laundrie. He's the fiancé of and person of interest in the Gabby Petito case. Crews are looking for any signs of Laundrie on the Venice side of the Carlton Reserve, a 25,000-acre swampy area in Sarasota County. President Biden is pressuring congressional Democrats to rally behind his big agenda items.
He's looking forward to hearing from people and looking forward to playing a role in bringing people together over achieving our shared goal of lowering costs for people and making the tax system more fair.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki described it as crunch time with big votes looming on two bills, including a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that has bipartisan support. The other is a $3.5 trillion spending measure that Democrats call a human infrastructure bill. The main suspect in the disappearance of Kristen Smart 25 years ago is being formally ordered by a judge to stand trial for her murder. Lisa Taylor reports.
Paul Ruben Flores was last seen with Smart when both were college freshmen at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. She vanished after an off-campus party. Flores was long considered a prime suspect and was arrested earlier this year. His 80-year-old father is also being ordered to stand trial. Ruben Flores is accused of helping his son dispose of Smart's body. Both maintain their innocence.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson is home today after receiving treatment at a Chicago rehab center. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.